Madame Boyside, lessons from the lave, a pick me up, wake up. It's Om Gedalia, but it's also a Sarasame Tshuva, so we have to do Tshuva.
That's right.
And today's topic will be the crying shame of Tshuva. What? I'll explain to you what I mean. The Rambam, which you should be learning this week, Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, which is fascinating in so many different levels. But in Perek Hay, the Rambam writes something that should give us a little bit of, give us a little bit of nechama during this time. The Rambam writes in Perek Hay, Halacha Aleph, Rishus L'chol Adam, Nutol Et Im Rotze Lehetot Atzmo L'derach Tova, Uliot Sadik, Harishut B'yadam. Every person has the ability to become a tzaddik, right? We can't go ahead and say that, well, I mean, it's not your fault, right? You were brought up here, there, there, and that's why. That, no, everyone does. V'im ratza li'atot atzmo l'derech ra li'os rosh ha'rishu b'yado. Unfortunately, the opposite is true too. Hushik, right? And then he quotes a pasuk. Parshas Bereishis, heim ha'adam yike echad mimenu l'das toivu l'ra. Everybody has the ability to be what they want to be. And a person shouldn't say, I can't do tshuva. You don't know my situation. Says the Rambam, V'yal mavr machshuaso, davar zeh she'omim, tipshe oymaysa oylam. Don't believe what the stupid people say. What do they say? Gol nei b'nei Yisrael she'akadosh baruch hu goyzer ala adam mitchila b'yato, liot tzadik harasha. It's predestined, it's preordained. Hashem decided what your pekalach is going to be, what you're going to be. So if you decide, what do you decide? You don't decide anything. He knew already. In fact, the Gemara tells us, Arbim yom kodim yitzias vlad, before you're born, baskol yotzet fir omar, bayis ploni leploni, sadet ploni ploni, God already announces who you're going to marry. God knows right now who you're going to marry. Your neshama knows who you're going to marry right now. Sorry to say. So, comes along the Rambam and says, that's not true. You took it the wrong way. Ain't a dover cane. Ella, kol adam roilo, leo sadik, kimoshe rabbeinu. Are you kidding me? Or Rasha, ki regam benavat. You could be a little Moshe. You could be Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll have to explain all this, don't worry. So let's stop here for a second. Comes along my Rebbe Rav Aaron Salvechik, Seicher Tzadik Levrach, and he asks a very good question. In his sefer, Perach Mata Ara. I try to always open the sefer during Sarasame Tshuva. His chedushim on the Rambam are mind-boggling. He says like this. I have a question. Is this really true? Do we really have a choice to be a tzaddik or a rasha? Can it really be? The Rambam does write in Perach Vav, Mishmoina Parakim, She'ein kol Adam Shavim. Every person is not equal. We know this as a klal. We're not equal from other. Maybe yesterday when you were davening, you noticed maybe somebody near you, obviously, oh, you guys are loud. I was going to say, you know, 2 meters from you, but you're light, loud, loud to be next to each other. Someone may be crying. And it bothered you because you can't cry. You don't cry. And the chum you give yourself is, well, I wasn't created like him. He's a very emotional guy, and I'm a strong guy, you know? That's what the Rambam writes in Shemona Parakim. Yesh lahem nitiya lakas, lachzarias, it's not my fault. God created me with an anger management problem. So, what do you mean? God decided that I'm going to be a Rasha, or a Tzaddik, or whatever, or in the middle. Right? There are some people who just are the biggest chesed people in the world. They only have rachman. They only look at the good. Right? But that's not my fault. I'm not that guy. Right? Someone asked me, go ahead, you know, we're doing something. Are you crazy? I'm not working with Yachad kids. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. That's not me. I don't have that netiyah. That's the point the Rambam's making, said Rav Aaron. You don't understand. Just because your netiyah is for something, God created you with it, so use it for good. Use it for good. How can you use anger for good? You can't use anger for good. Machem l'shel Torah. Fight for what's right. Right? I've probably said this before. I don't know if you've ever had this, but in school sometimes they do something, one of these tests, like one of these Warshrock tests, whatever they're called, where they determine what are you going to do for a living. And sometimes this is a very sad thing, and this is why, you know, kids leave school, you know, decide, they do this in like, whatever, sixth grade or something, and you find out that you're going to be a plumber, and you're like, all right, well, my life's, you know, why am I staying in school then? I don't need to be, right? No. Comes along the, I think it's not working. It's only one here. So, what does it mean? It means that, yeah, your netiyah is for something. The reason why the test showed that you're going to, is because these are your abilities, but that doesn't mean anything. Like, the example I like to give is, right, you take the test, they come out, and your teacher says to you, so, looks like you're going to be a killer, right? We saw from your test, you're going to kill people. So you don't know what to do with yourself. You go to your local rabbi, and he says, no, your netiyah is to blood. So be a shaychet. Be a moel. Right? This morning, a moel walked in. I davened this morning. Fasika, not because I'm a tzaddik, because I wanted to wake up before the fast, all right? And I went to Fasika, and the moel walks in, and he's like, oh, I'm having a milah today. And everybody was so excited. You know why they were excited? Because it's Monday. Long tachanun, didn't care about the nut. Something we have to work on, yeah. And tzlichos was actually shorter as well. But comes along Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron says, just because your God has given you talents for what you think are not talents, use it for a talent. You're right. Rambam is not soyser atzmoy. The Rambam writes, Shmona Parakim, that there's no machlokes here. He says, you are given your abilities, but work with it. He wants you to be the best you. We spoke about this last week, if you remember. Right? We spoke about the sheep. He counts every single one. Because you're unique. He's never going to ask you, why weren't you like him? He's going to ask you, why weren't you the best you? And therefore, you have to say, well, God gave me this. What can I use it for? So the Rambam says, this person, he has to work on it even harder to make sure that he doesn't go the wrong path. Because we could take the same good midos he has and use it for bad. Right? He could be the biggest rachman in the world and never go to minyan because he's always involved in having rachamim on other people. Right now, especially in this time, the guy comes first to shul. And somebody says, oh, there's only 10 people allowed in shul. I can't go to shul today. And he's like, ah, I'll leave. Okay, I'll do. I don't know if that's the right thing. The second question Rav Aaron asks is, what about Bechiras Chavshis? This is a big question. We don't have time. Rav Aaron goes into this. Another sefer, which I'm going to quote, Rav Levenstein quotes this as well. I thought there's Bechiras Chavshis. On one hand, we say, well, that's not true. The biggest example, of course, is Paro. There are different reasons, maybe, why Paro Dafka was not given Bechiras Chavshis. He was allowed to choose, but he was given a hardened heart because it was such an easy choice, make the choice a little bit harder. So, there, Rav Aaron answers just very quickly. According to the Rambam, Bechiras Chavshis, the person has, Einush kol echad, Leish lo Bechira Chavshis, Bechol rego, Levchor atov ra, El ha'muvanu, Kemoshe kosa ba'al choyves ha'levavois, Love is called the choyves ha'levavois, Sharishus not to lechol adam, Levchor, Lalechit v'derech tzadikim. Al yidei, right? Go in the right path. Ha'bechira tov le'tzadikim. U'malechas, God forbid the other way, L'Rishayim. Al Yidei, following the path of Rishayim. A person has to be careful to choose the right path. There is the Bechiras Chavshis. Yes, it's true, God knows ultimately what's going to happen with you. Yes, that's true. But the crying shame of it all is that we don't believe this at all. We don't believe it. Just to end off, Rav Aaron's piece. The concept of, what do you mean? How can you be like Moshe Rabbeinu? The third question. Are you crazy? You can be Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam Yisrael kam Moshe. How can you write that? The Rambam writes this. There was nobody like Moshe. Nobody can ever be like Moshe. Hayisod Hashvi, he writes, the Rambam. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu lo Moshe, hu ha-neman, whoever, nobody was ever like him. What does it mean? Ah, says the Rav Aaron, that's easy. Shui sigma alot, what do you know what he did? He took what could have been bad meat. Look what could have happened to Moshe. Think about it. Sitting in the palace. Moshe Rabbeinu. Could have had the greatest life ever. The prince of all princes. The prince of Egypt, as the movie says. He could have been. He took his midos and moved them for good. Kavanat haramim hu shekol echad yesh lo efsharut lohutzi lapoel. He can take the kochot like Moshe did and use it for good. I always like to say, how old was Moshe Rabbeinu when he became the leader of the Jewish people? 80. Okay? You're not 80 yet. I'm not even 80 yet. I might look it, but I'm not. That's also a lesson. It's a wonderful sefer, HaMatok HaOr. I mean, the great nachas as you get is when one of your children steal one of your svarim. Steal your car, it's not a nachas. So my daughter said, wow, this is an amazing sefer. So she didn't know there's two volumes. I took back one of the volumes. She took the Rosh Hashanah one. Ha ha, now we're in the Sarasim of Tshuva. So Rav Shlomo Levenstein is a famous darshan in Bnei Brak. He gives a shiur every week, over an hour, where he's just amazing stuff he does. Right? He takes Divrei Torah from different, like he takes the best of the best Divrei Torah and goes through it. So he's the one who coined my term, right? Not exactly the crying shame. He says, Ha'onesh ha'noira mikol. What's the worst sin of them all? And he says the worst sin of all is that we don't believe in ourselves. That we don't believe in ourselves. The Efshar, sheyichta adam cheta gedoyla. We do a big sin. Oh, chitoim rabim, or a lot of sins, small sins, quote unquote. Ad sheyitein adin lufnei adayin haemes, shu ha-piryon mizeh ha-choyte. V'al chitoim elu sh'asa b'ritzon u'midaso, u'me'anyei mimeno ha-tshuva. V'ein manichim lo rishus la-shuv m'reshato, k'dei shimos avadei sheyasa. He doesn't believe in himself. He says, tshuva is not for me. You don't know what I did during Ben Hazmanu. Ben Hazmanu was the 7 months you've been off, almost a year. You don't know what I fell into. Shun of bat, you kidding me? I'm not sheer bet. I'm a joke. He goes, that's the crying shame. We don't believe in ourselves. Quotes Yeshayahu, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud. Shemen Lev Ha'am Hazeh, the Ozna HaChavid, the Einav. We have to listen to ourselves and understand that anything is possible. Says Rav Levenstein, the crying shame is we don't believe in tshuva, that tshuva is effective and it will work because of who I am. And we generally don't believe in ourselves that we can accomplish and we can become big Talmidei Chachamim, big Balei Tzedakah. Yes, it's true, all's from Hashem. But we have to daven for it. For a few weeks, I was addicted to this program, podcast, called The Meaningful People. Surprisingly, they haven't called me yet. And I only listened to a few of them. I don't know, I fell off. I should go back on because it's great muster. She had the great Rabbi Eitan Feiner, the Rav of the White Shul. And if you ever heard any of his shurim, you'll notice that he clearly is a photographic memory. The way he quotes it, it's unbelievable. He literally will sometimes quote, you know, and the Magen Misharim says on page 168, the fourth line down in the silver. So they said, we're going to ask you a chutzpah question. It's two kids, whatever, maybe they're 20s. And tell us about your photographic memory. He says, I don't have a photographic memory. He says, how is it possible? He says, you know, I had some kids from Darche Torah over Yeshiva and Farakwe, and they came to get tips on how to work on our memories. And the first thing he said to them, you want to work on your memory? Let me ask you one very simple question. Did any of you daven this morning that Hashem should give you a good memory to remember your Torah? Kids were like, huh? This is the first step. You understand what tefillah is? Tefillah is that we believe in what we're saying. We believe the words, they're just words sometimes. But I actually believe that this time is misugal, that God looked at us and said, you know what? I'm giving you a second chance. Your Rosh Hashanah wasn't perfect. I'm going to give you these Aseres Yemei Tshuva, 10 extra days. I'm going to call it Elosh. Don't tell anybody. It's not the new year yet. The new year didn't start yet. Yeah, we say Shana Tov, it's true. I'm giving you extra days. It's a crazy thing. Think about what just happened. He's giving us another opportunity. We never had that before. Right? You don't have this in the real world. Yeah, you did all these bad things, and this is the due date. I told you, no. I'll give you another 10 days. Excuse me, I know the expiration. It's the expiration date. Get out of here. You can't. This concept says, Rav Levenshin, is the Yesod of the Rambam. The Yesod is that a person could always come back. Kolomar dar sheyesh biyadecha koach la'asot ve'atid ata litein din v'cheshbon, that you didn't. You didn't do that. You missed this important concept. This is what the shame is. And we have to learn out from a Moshe Rabbeinu that he had to have give Paro this very important message that he would hichbadati at Lev Paro. That's not a normal thing. Right? Generally, even a Paro, even the biggest Rasha, has the opportunity to come back. And that's the sadness of this. That's the sadness of it. Zem matzav nora, onesh nora, ha onesh ha gadol mikol, is that we don't believe that we could do tshuva. We have to believe in ourselves. And I've seen this time and time and again, that people bring excuses. Excuses is such a wonderful thing. Oh, excuses, they're the greatest. And they're generally true excuses, right? It's easy for a person to say that I can't learn, and this might be true. My chavrusa, it's clear to me. He has more motivation. I'm lazy. Or I have learning disabilities. Doesn't allow it. Stop it. Stop it. That's the crying shame. The crying shame of tshuva is that you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe Hashem will say, you know what? I'm only asking you to start the process. I know you can't finish it. I get it. As we spoke about last week as well. I get the fact that tshuva is so hard. The Rambam's tshuva is so hard. But you know what? Try. Believe in yourself. A person has one thing he has to work on. He knows, you know yourself better than anyone. And you say, that one thing, I got to figure out how. You say, well, no, that I can't work. We spoke about anger, but it's a horrible anger thing. The problem with anger is like ridiculous. Right? And he says, you know what? At least a few times a day, I'm going to count to 10 before I get angry. I know I can't do it all the time. Right? He's got a phone problem. Addiction to the phone. I don't think there's anybody who could tell me they don't have some sort of addiction. Right? Little me, I'll tell you what I did. I said, Corona taught me one thing, and I don't know if I'll keep it. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I said, especially when I have the schus of davening in a shul, which sounds very strange to you. And if somebody was listening to this last year, they'd be like, what's with this rabbi? Right? Schus of davening in a shul? What does he live in? Like Omaha, Nebraska? He said, no, it's not Pashut anymore. A lot of outside, you guys don't understand what's going on. As my son told me, the few people, this is a scary thought. I hope somebody said this to you. We always know that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're amongst the few that wake up and recognize that God's judging us. Nebuch. There are so many Jews who don't even know. Nebuch, they're hanging out by the beach. Nebuch, they found all these people, thousands of people by the beach against the Seger. They weren't following the rules and regulations. That's what they were doing. Ha ha. Rosh Hashanah. You're so lucky. But you know what happened this year? This year you had people like me who were so lucky to daven with 18 people. 18, that's it. I have to admit, it was a beautiful davening, but it wasn't the yeshiva davening. Somebody should have stirred you and said, do you know how lucky you are to have hundreds of people davening together? My son's in Yerucham, and he said, Abba, it was amazing. The Rosh Yeshiva got up, he says, why would we're going to go to our normal 2:30. We're going to go. Why? Why not? Nobody else is davening this long. They can't. There are regulations. And then you sell yourself short. And you say, well, I can. And no, stop. So, in that schus of davening in shul, I take my phone. I told my family, I told my wife, you try to reach me. My phone goes into my away. Because what's the problem? When you put your phone in your pocket and there's a buzz, it's got to be something important. It's going to be that really important WhatsApp, right? With that picture you hadn't seen yet, of Corona or whatever, making fun of something. Ha, ha, ha. The fish head with the mask on it. Oh, thank God I saw that instead of saying Baruch Shamar, So I take my phone and I put it in my talus bag. This is going away. This is not for now. It's hard. I'm being honest with you. It's hard. And even when I daven outside my neighbor's backyard, I do something very strange. I take my phone and I put it at the edge of the table. So I won't even hear it buzz. It's the Yetzer Hara. You might think that these things are strange, but I'm showing Hashem. This is a problem I have. And even though, in that minyan, I finish Shemoneh Esrei much quicker than those other people, whose Shemoneh Esrei seems to be, they seem to say two or three Shemoneh Esreis, I want to give myself that famous hetter. I'm going to check. I'm going to go on, Sifriya, I'm going to do some learning. You know what happens when they, but then there's a clip, and all of a sudden I'm like, what? I'm watching a YouTube video. What? Do they say Elaine already? What? You can do it. It's near. It's close. My bracha to you is that you spend this week not selling yourself short, believing yourself, believing in this idea of the Rambam, where Aaron Salvechik said, the Rambam is very importantly telling us we all can be tzaddikim, but we have to work on it. No tzaddik became a tzaddik like this. He worked on it, step by step. And anybody who is a tzaddik doesn't think he's a tzaddik. He goes another step, to become higher and higher. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher lo yichtav. He knows that he's done it. And even if a person has bad midos, some really bad midos, he could work on it and gradually move away. First of the Talmud, of course. What's the antidote? Get out of there. What are you with those group of people for? A lot of guys tell me this after the Shana Aleph. They're like, Rebbe, I went home and I was hanging out with my friends who didn't go to Israel for the... I fell in the pit again. What do you want me to do? Some of those friends are not only males. And these girls, they don't know from someone to get... So, it's hard to say that, but maybe this is not your group of people anymore. Should be zeicha to understand now that you're more mature the messages of this very holy time that we're in. Should be zeicha to have a true gemar chasima tova and come to Hashem with real changes that you're making to make you into the tzaddikim that you are destined to be, but earlier than maybe was the original plan. Should be zeicha to that very soon, the Kor of Mamish. Amen. Amen.